Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Very good. So we will read now from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. it's Madhya Lila, chapter 4. Madhya Lila chapter 4, which is titled Sri Madhavendra Puri's Devotional Service. And let us, just to begin, read a verse. The first verse of this chapter, just to set the scene, and then we'll tell the story of Madhavendra Puri. Right, so Yasmaidatum Chorayan Shira Bandham Gopinatha Shira Churabido Bhut Sri Gopala Pradura Sid Vasha San Yat Premnata Madhavendram Natos Me. Did you notice, did you, the use of the word chore twice? You understand, don't you?
Yeah.
You understand?
Chore.
Chore. Makan chore. Makan chore. Paisa chore. Or we say, pretty chore. Steals the heart. Yes, okay. So here's the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Madhavendra Puri, who was given a pot of sweet rice stolen by Sri Gopinath, celebrated thereafter as Shira Chora, the one who stole the sweet rice. Being pleased by Madhavendra Puri's love, Sri Gopal, the deity at Govardhan, appeared to the public vision. Let's see. Okay, yeah. There's a little purport here, just a couple of sentences. Let's read that. Prabhupada says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur annotates that this Gopal deity was originally installed by Vajra, the great-grandson of Krishna. Madhavendra Puri rediscovered Gopal and established him on top of Govardhan Hill. This Gopal deity is now situated at Nathdwar and is under the management of descendants of Vallabhacharya. The worship of the deity is very luxurious, and one who goes there can purchase varieties of prasadam by paying a small price. Yes, right. So, who has been to Nathdwar? Why not? Anyway, okay. We'll take you there sometime. I've been there a few times, a number of times. And yes, Gopal is there. although they call him now Sri Nathji. And nice deity. Best relief means not for the three-dimensional. Carved out of a stone, and behind the sort of, you know, the shoulders is still the rest of the stone. So there's no back to the deity, just the front and a little bit on the sides. Okay, anyway, Madhavendra Puri. Well, Gopal, yes, I've been there a number of times, and you know, the devotees there are very enthusiastic, possibly even more than the devotees in Shalgrass. And, you know, they queue up for darshan early in the morning. And then suddenly, well, there's a few doors you've got to go through before you can actually enter the temple, sort of from the side. As soon as they open the first door, the people take off. All these senior citizen Mataji's, they go for it. Olympic speed. And if you're not careful, you get run over. Really? And then you're in the temple, and the crowd is so jammed and sort of moving, you end up off your feet. You're just suspended in the air, moving this way and that, and forward and back. And it is quite a place. Okay, so now the story then of Madhavendra Puri. Where are we? The story of Madhavendra Puri. Yes, well, as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Lord Chaitanya had just taken sannyas, actually. And, I mean, it's all a long story, but he'd just taken sannyas. And on the request of his mother, he was on his way to Jagannath Puri to stay there. On his mother's request, she knew he couldn't live, like, in close proximity to her. Because family, for sannyasis, family relations, not meant to be there. But she didn't want him to be just in another part of the world. She wanted to be able to get news from time to time what Lord Chaitanya was doing, and to be able to send some things sometimes. So she requested that you please go and stay in Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya agreed, and off he went. So on the way, he stopped in one village called Remuna, and there is a temple of Gopinath. Actually, I've not been there, but I'm hoping to go there before too long. But apparently it's very nice. Apparently the deity, well, I've seen photos of the deity is very beautiful. And they offer special foodstuffs to the deity. Particularly every evening, they have, since hundreds of years, this is now more than, let's say 500 years, a little more than 500 years ago, and it's still going on today. They're offering every evening 12 pots of sweet rice, kheer. 12 pots. Yes, this is their specialty, to offer sweet rice. So Lord Chaitanya, he's on his way to Puri with Lord Nityananda and a small group of other devotees. And they stopped there on the way. And when they stopped, Lord Chaitanya personally told the story of Madhavendra Puri. It is interesting story and nice story. Madhavendra Puri is the guru of Ishvara Puri, who was the guru of Lord Chaitanya. Yes. So that's his sort of position historically. So what happened was that Madhavendra Puri was traveling around on the parikrama, just all around India, and even surrounding areas. And eventually he ended up in Vrindavan. Have you been to Vrindavan? Why not?
What's your question?
Anyway. You must all come. Right, so he ended up in Vrindavan. And he ended up actually at Govardhan Hill. And at Govardhan Hill, he ended up right next to Govinda Kund. Very famous and nice Kund. Right next to Govardhan Hill, it's like 25 meters from the bottom of the hill. And devotees, those of you who are coming with us on parikrama, we will be there, let's see, on November, I'd have to just speculate a bit. I'd say it's around the 8th or 9th. The 8th or 9th, we'll be there. We will go, we have a spot. Were you with us previously? We went up on the roof? Yes, we have a spot. A secret, not exactly secret spot. It's a really good spot. Just above Govind Kund, right immediately above it, and just looking across the hill, and we can lock the door, and no one else can come in. All right, so Madhavendra Puri wandering around, and then there he was, right next to Govardhan Hill by Govinda Kund. And he was just such a renunciate that he wouldn't really eat, he wouldn't ask. He would just wait. If someone offered him something to eat, he might not, but he might. Otherwise, he would just feast on the holy names of the Lord. Yes, that is the real nectar. I mean, prasadam's nectar too, but when you really get a taste for the holy names, that's special, special nectar. So he sat down there and he was chanting, and it was coming into the evening, early evening. It's still light, but it's evening's coming. And one young boy approached him, carrying a pot of milk. And the young boy said, I've been told by some of the local people, local ladies, that you are here and you are fasting. And the boy said, in our village, no one fasts. And even if someone doesn't have anything to eat, not like they're sort of voluntarily rejecting eating, fasting, but if someone just doesn't have anything to eat, the boy said, I provide them. And here, take this pot of milk. So Madhavendra Puri accepted the pot of milk. And the boy said, I will return later or tomorrow morning, I'll return and pick up the pot. And then the boy vanished. He didn't just quickly zip off. He actually just suddenly, he was not there. And Madhavendra Puri was astonished. But anyway, he drank the milk. And when he drank the milk, he found that milk tasted like just, well, nectar. Just amazing. Not like your typical milk from Checkers or Pick and Pay, particularly the 2.5%. Is it milk or what is it? Is it just some white liquid? So, yeah, not just like, you know, really rich, full cream milk, but it was just something else altogether again. Yeah. And so Madhavendra Puri was thinking, who was that boy to get milk like that? I can't believe it. Anyway, the boy didn't come back. He just sat enchanted. But he was thinking, who was that boy? How was that milk? What is going on? So he chanted through the night. In the early morning, he dozed off a bit. When he dozed off, he had a dream. And that same boy appeared in the dream. And the boy said, you know, my name is Gopal. And I have been hidden in the forest, just at the foot of the hill. I've been hidden there. And I would like you, please, to organize the villagers to dig me out. And he told Madhavendra Puri, actually, this is my village, means I am the proprietor, my village in that sense. Yes. So you please organize the villagers, dig me out. Yes. So Madhavendra Puri did that. He organized the villagers. They were very happy. They brought all sorts of implements and axes because it was forest area there. And they cut their way through the forest, and sure enough, they found the deity of Gopal, the same deity who is now in Nathdwar, and who is known as Sri Nathji, and who is worshipped very opulently. Very opulently. Listen to this. Fasten your seatbelts. They changed the clothes of the deity 8 times a day. And each time they changed the clothes and put on the next set, that next set is always brand new. And the deity wears that set of clothes 1 time, and that's it. End. Yeah. So, you know, I've seen the people sewing the clothes, they're just going like mad. Because they've got, you know, a couple of hours before the next change of clothes. But it's pretty amazing. And there's a train, I think it's called the Sri Nathji Express. It comes from Gujarat, which is, because this is now in Rajasthan, if you know the geography. and Gujarat is just a bit further west by the coast. And there's a train, I think it's called the Nathji or Sri Nathji Express. And every day there is one coach which is just filled with foodstuffs to be offered to Sri Nathji. Anyway, it's really quite something. So, right, so they found the deity. And everyone, you know, the whole village, they're all devotees, just like completely enthusiastic bridge busings. So Madhavendra Puri organized them, they cleaned the deity, then they took the deity to the top of the hill. You know, we don't walk on the hill, and Lord Chaitanya never walked on the hill. And he demonstrated and he instructed, don't walk on the hill, because the hill is a form of Krishna. And we don't walk on Krishna. That's just, yeah. Although, other people from other lines, they walk on the hill. So anyway, Madhavendra Puri walked on the hill. He and the devotees, they carried the deity. Now, he's not so big, he's probably like, well, maybe 4 feet tall or something. But rock, solid rock. So a group of them carried the deity to the top of the hill, stood him on a rock, put another rock behind him just to sort of steady him, and then they did a big installation ceremony. Madhavendra Puri organized the ceremony. There are hundreds of villagers there. They bathe the deity, I mean like abhishek, not just sort of cleaning, but ceremonial bathing abhishek of the deity. And, you know, for some time, maybe an hour or so. Then they dried the deity. Then they dressed the deity. Then they offered bhoga, they offered food to the deity. All sorts of amazing foodstuffs. And then Madhavendra Puri himself, there's a picture actually in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Madhavendra Puri is offering the first arati to Gopal right there on the top of the hill with all the villagers, and it's just ecstatic. And then after the arati, they distributed prasadam. So everyone, it was just a massive feast. A massive feast. They had, one thing that's mentioned is that there were between 5 and 7 Brahmins making chapatis, or in Chatsworth or Shellcross language, rotis.
Okay.
That's a little different, actually. And they were pros. Any of you ladies, you make rotis without a rolling pin? No. They still make rotis with no rolling pin. Yes, just... yeah, that's what they do. Then on the fire by hand, turning it by hand, they do their rotis. So these Brahmins, they were pros. They were not amateurs from Unit 5. Or they were just full professionals. And the rotis were just whizzing on. Just flying off. And find in another pile and just shoo, for hours. So it was a mega feast, a super duper feast. So, but then the news spread that Gopal has been found. It spread all around the region. Because, you know, in India in general and in the greater Vrindavan area in particular, there is a village, you know, you get a village like, I don't know, what would you say, every couple of kilometers. Yeah, there's really loads of villages. So the word spread, WhatsApp, no. Anyway, the word spread. And each village, the sort of the elders, approached Mother Vendrapuri. We want a day. You must give us a day for us to worship Gopal. Because Gopal was a very famous deity. We read, Prabhupada pointed out, he was installed originally in the time of Lord Krishna, or just immediately after the time of Krishna, by his great-grandson. You know, Krishna had many children, but the main son was Pradyumna, his main son was Aniruddha, and his main son was Vajra, or Vajranabha. Yeah. Vajranabha, it's an interesting name. Do you understand? Do you understand what it means? If you understand Hindi, you should understand. You understand? One whose nabha, one whose navel, is like a thunderbolt. Yes. Vajranabha. That's what it means. So yeah, he installed many deities and established many temples and shrines just after the time of Lord Krishna. He was the first one to do it. So that deity of Gopal had been around since those days, 5,000 years. Well, at that point, you know, Lord Chaitanya was 500 years ago, means 4,500 years before the deity was installed. But then he'd become sort of lost, or what happened was in those days, those were the days of the Muslim invasions, and Muslims were sort of coming in and going out, until they eventually settled more. And, you know, sometimes some of them would go around and attack temples. And in fact, just a historical reality, in North India, there is no old temple. We were just in Tirupati, what, a week ago. We left exactly a week ago on Friday. And there, you know, the old famous Tirupati temple, it's actually Tirumala, up on top of the hill, it's an old temple. It's thousands of years old, because that's South India. But in the north, there are no old temples. They don't exist. None. At all. Right. So the Muslims attacked the village. This village here of Govindakund, and just next to it, like a kilometer away, is Aniyor village. The Muslims attacked. And the pujari, somehow, he grabbed the deity off the altar and ran into the forest by the hill and just hid the deity somehow in the forest. And then, so now Madhavendrapuri found him. So anyway, each village, the elders were approaching him saying, we want a day to cook for Gopal and offer arti and do everything. We want a day just to worship Gopal morning to night. So it went on for weeks, every day a different village. Yeah. So then something special happened. Something special happened. Is that, well, I didn't mention, I forgot, but when Madhavendra Puri had the dream and Gopal told him, you know, I'm there in the forest, please gather the villagers and get me taken out. He told Madhavendra Puri, I am very hot. I'm very hot and dry. It's very dusty, and it's, I mean, you know, it's a Vrindavan area, particularly in summer. It's really hot. It's just too hot for human habitation, practically. So all this worship is going on, a different village every day for weeks, a few months. Then one night, Madhavendra Puri had another dream. Gopal appeared to him in the dream, and Gopal said, you know, I'm still hot. I'm still really hot. You got to help me. Please go and fetch some sandalwood and camphor, which you can then make into a paste and apply it to my body. This is a very traditional way in India of cooling, using particularly sandalwood paste, but he also wanted camphor too. And he instructed Madhavendra Puri in the dream, you know, the place to go is Jagannath Puri. Now here they are, they're in Vrindavan. It's kind of not far from current day Delhi. What is it? It's about 120 kilometers directly south, pretty much. Jagannath Puri is on the east coast. It is 2,000 kilometers. It is really quite some way. And particularly because in those days, if you wanted to go somewhere, you had to walk. So that he asked, or instructed, Madhavendra Puri, please go down there to Puri, because they have a lot of sandalwood and camphor, and bring some back, bring a whole lot back. So off went Madhavendra Puri. And on the way, don't forget, who is telling the story?
Lord Chaitanya.
Where? In Ramuna, at the temple, the Gopinath temple, right in front of Gopinath. So Madhavendra Puri then, on his way to Jagannath Puri, he stopped there too. And he saw how they were worshipping the deity. And he appreciated, this is like very first class worship, using really, you know, wonderful materials for the clothing, jewelry for the decoration, and, you know, beautiful flowers and lots of flowers. He could see these people are worshipping Gopinath. They're very serious about it. Not all temples, unfortunately, are so serious. I mean, we try in Prabhupada's ISKCON to be very serious about it. But I remember visiting one temple in England. It was like 74, 75. Something like, there was 74, 75. Not an ISKCON temple, it's just a sort of a general Hindu temple. They're pleasant people, but the worship was not very good. For offering food, they would offer peanuts and sugar candy. You know, this lumps of sugar. And yeah. And one day they offered us some Mahaprasadam. And then the next day they offered us Mahaprasadam again. And I realized they were offering the same tray with the same peanuts and the same rock candy on it. Anyway, there in Ramuna, Madhavendra Puri, he saw, wow, their standards are high. And he thought, their food offerings must be of very high quality also. I wonder what they're offering. So he asked one of the head pujaris, what food do you offer? And the pujari explained. And then the pujari said, our specialty is the sweet rice. That's our specialty. Every evening, 12 pots, and we prepare it like this way and that because, you know, not all sweet rices are equal. Did you know that? You don't just throw some milk and rice in and some sugar and away you go. But there are all sorts of techniques to get all sorts of effects. Yeah. So he explained, the chief person explained the procedure. It was very interesting. And Madhavendra Puri thought, wow, that's fantastic. I want to taste some. But then suddenly thought, wait a minute, what am I saying? What am I saying? In my mind, I am trying to enjoy eating what is going to be offered, which has not been offered yet. And I'm thinking about eating it before. Oh, what has come over me? This is terrible. So he thought, this is too bad, I'm going. And he had wanted to taste some, but he thought, no, I'm just too degraded. And I just want to enjoy eating. So he went. And it was, by now it was the evening. Madhavendra Puri went to the public marketplace to sleep. He just found a spot somewhere and he went to sleep. Now, back in the temple, they offered the 12 pots of sweet rice. And then they're closing the temple. Then they closed the temple. And the pujari went to sleep. But now when he slept, he had a dream. And Gopinath appeared in his dream and said, you know, I have stolen one of the 12 pots of sweet rice. And I want you, it's right immediately behind me on the altar. Please go and get it, and then go out to the marketplace and just shout out, is there someone here named Madhavendra Puri? And he'll come forward, and you give him the pot of sweet rice. So the pujari went in, and sure enough, you know, somehow, when they took the pots off earlier, they didn't notice one was missing, and there it was right behind the deity because Gopinath had stolen it. So off went the pujari. This is like maybe 10 o'clock at night. Off went the pujari with the pot of sweet rice into the marketplace as instructed by Gopinath. And he called out. He just walked around the marketplace calling out, where's Madhavendra Puri? And Madhavendra Puri woke up, and the pujari just gave him, take that. Wham. Wow. Look at that. Gopinath stole it for you. He wants you to have it. So Madhavendra Puri thought, well, okay, it's the order of the Lord by his arrangement. So he had the sweet rice, and sure enough, It was just from another dimension altogether. And he had been told the cooking procedure. So he made up his mind, yes, when I get back to Vrindavan, I will see that this is made for Gopal. Yes, okay. So then on he went to Puri, and he met with the king, actually, and arranged for loads of sandalwood and camphor sacks of it. And the king gave him a few workers to go with him all the way back to Vrindavan, 2,000 kilometers, with these sacks of sandalwood and camphor. So off they go, and on the way back, where did they stop?
Ramona.
Yes. And by now it was summer, it was hot. So they stopped for a day in Ramona. That was the plan. Stop for a day. So there they are now, having darshan of Gopinath. And then they slept overnight. And another dream. Lots of dreams here in this pastime. And now Gopal appeared again in the dream of Madhavendra Puri and said, you know what? Me and Gopinath, Gopal from Vrindavan, top of Govardhan Hill, and Gopinath from Ramona, we are one person. We are not two people. We are one. And it's already hot there. So you please take all the sandalwood and all the camphor and just stay there and just use it day by day by day by day until it's finished. Apply it to the face and the body of Gopinath, and I will accept it, and I will get pleasure from that and relief from the heat. So that's what Madhavendra Puri did. He stayed there for some months, several months even, and every day they just made all this sandalwood paste and mixed camphor with it and applied it to Gopinath. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya told that story. And after he told the story, Lord Chaitanya became just completely ecstatic. And Lord Chaitanya explains how Madhavendra Puri was such a great devotee that there was a particular verse that he would read every day. Here we are. Let us just tell you about this verse. Eta bali padi prabhu tana krita shloka ye shloka chandra jagat karyache aloka. After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu read the famous verse of Madhavendra Puri. That verse is just like the moon. It has spread illumination all over the world. Gashite, gashite, yaiche, malayajasara, gandabade, taiche, e, shlokera, vichara. Continuous rubbing increases the aroma of Malaya sandalwood. Similarly, consideration of this verse increases one's understanding of its importance. As the Kastuba jewel is considered the most precious of valuable stones, this verse is similarly considered the best of poems, dealing with the mellows of devotional service. Actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani herself, and by her mercy only was it manifest in the words of Madhavendra Puri. Only Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has tasted the poetry of this verse. No fourth person is capable of understanding it. Madhavendra Puri recited this verse again and again at the end of his material existence. Thus uttering this verse, he attained the ultimate goal of life. So what is that verse? Here it is, devotees. Ai dina dayadranathe maturanatha kadavalokyase hridayam twad aloka kataram dayata brahmyati kim karomyaham. O my Lord, O most merciful Master, O Master of Mathura, when shall I see you again? Because of my not seeing you, my agitated heart has become unsteady. O most beloved one, what shall I do now? Kim karomyaham. What shall I do now? Yes, and then, would you believe, when Lord Chaitanya recited this verse, he immediately fell to the ground unconscious. He was overwhelmed and had no control over himself. He could not recite the whole verse. He simply said, Aidina, Aidina, repeatedly. Thus he could not speak, and profuse tears were in his eyes. Aidina means, Dina means a poor person, and Ai is like, oh, an appeal. Oh my Lord, Master of the poor, and not necessarily just like people who don't have any money, that sort of poor, but people who are poor-hearted. Yeah. It's a prayer for mercy from someone who feels himself or herself very lonely and low-hearted. So this is Madhavendra Puri. Hare Krishna. Shri Madhavendra Puri ke.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ke.
Jai.
Shri Damodarastakam ke.
Jai.
All right, so we'll sing Damodarastakam.
I got the sheet, the copy of the Damodarastakam. Yeah.